a box fan and four HEPA filters, or their MERV 13 furnace filters. And so it looks like a big box. It looks like a cube. And the filters are attached to the box fan with duct tape. So it's basically four furnace filters, a box fan, and duct tape.
So in other words, things that someone could buy at a hardware store.
Yeah, yeah. I ordered the furnace filters online, but I got the box fans at a hardware store and the duct tape.
Where did you get the idea to take on this initiative?
From Twitter, actually. I was following Twitter for the last couple of years looking at COVID-19 research, looking at there are a lot of New Brunswick community like groups where people are sharing information, sharing numbers of COVID infections and hospitalizations, sharing information on what the government's response has been, and people were sharing information on the Corsi Rosenthal boxes.
And so you saw those and you thought, why not try it? Why not build some of these?
Yeah, I was on the board of directors for the Sackville Commons, and then I stepped off to take over administrative duties. And, you know, we had been pretty dormant for the last couple of years because most of our events were in person. So when all the in-person events, you know, stopped happening, we were pretty empty. And now that we were considering bringing in-person events back, I wanted to make sure that we had a safe and accessible space for the community.
And those Corsi Rosenthal boxes are now in operation. I saw them functioning last week at an event at the Sackville Commons.
Yeah, there's six of them. And so they turn the air over. They clean the air three times faster than a HEPA filter. And so it makes our space very safe. You know, it cleans COVID out of the air, as well as allergens, other viruses. And we also, I applied to donate a mask, and they sent us several hundred N95 masks for free. And so we have those available at the front door for anyone who needs one.
That's great. Sorry, who sent those?
It's a nonprofit organization called Donate a Mask.
And so talk about the construction process. How many volunteers were involved, and how much did the materials cost to make these six boxes?
It cost $700 to make six boxes, so it's a little over $100 a box. We had applied for and received funding from the Sackville Rotary. They very generously donated funding for the boxes, and they also volunteered. So we had about, I'd say, 6 to 8 Rotary members come down, and I think it took an hour for us all to build the boxes together.
Are there any plans to get more of these installed around town? You're probably aware that there's two churches that recently also built some. Are you aware of any other efforts?
Well, I know Dave Thomas has been organizing. He was the one that volunteered to come in and teach the workshop. And so I think he's been speaking with other local community groups. Our role in this was to build the boxes for our space. We were aware that the Sackville Farmers Market was about to come back in for their winter market, and we wanted to make sure that our space was going to be safe. But we haven't really been involved in organizing the building of the boxes for other community groups. But we're more than happy to, you know, if they do want to come together, you know, we're in talks with them about maybe using the space to build boxes again.
As we report on Tangemar Report last week, school absences due to illnesses are surging. There's been a lot of reports about children's hospitals overwhelmed by admissions. You have a family. How concerned are you about these trends, the way that people are addressing COVID-19 or not addressing COVID-19 these days and other respiratory illnesses?
Yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm extremely concerned. Both of my kids, I have one kid in Marshview and one kid at Tantramar, and they both wear N95 masks to school. They have, for, you know, ever since school restarted. And, you know, like I said, I keep abreast of the current research, and it's really concerning to me about the effects of long-term COVID. And also, you know, with each, like every COVID infection seems to compound upon the next one. So if you get COVID multiple times, research is showing that that's having dire effects on people's immune systems, which is making them more susceptible to picking up other viruses, not just COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of research out there that should really startle people into wanting to mask again, because the effects of COVID-19 seem to be long-lasting in terms of what it's doing to our organs and heart and lungs and all kinds of things that are coming forth now.
Anything else to add briefly?
Corsi Rosenthal boxes they're really quiet. And I do want to add that I had borrowed one from Dave Thomas last spring. And like I said, my kids mask with N95 masks at school, but they take them off to eat lunch. And one of my kids came home and I caught COVID from them. And I borrowed one of these boxes from Dave, and I put it upstairs in the upstairs hallway between the three bedrooms. And nobody else in my household got COVID. I was the only, you know, besides my other kid. But my second kid and my husband didn't catch it. And so I think these boxes really work. I think cleaning the air is a really important step to making sure that we stop COVID transmission.
Hmm. And we'll post instructions on chmafm.com, a link with instructions on how listeners can do it themselves and make their own.
They're really easy. They're very easy to make. That's the other point. They're very easy, and it's totally worth it.
That was Shoshana Wingate, a local community organizer, author, and former poet laureate for the town of Sackville, talking about the DIY air purifiers known as Corsi Rosenthal boxes.